and he had two of them.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
You know, live recordings that became hit singles, it's not that common. Peter Frampton, Show Me the Way, Cheap Trick, I Want You to Want Me, Kiss, Rock and Roll All Night. Jackson Browne had two. He had an album called Running on Empty that was live, and he had a couple of hits from that, Running on Empty being one of them, the title track. And something unique about the recording, here's Jackson Browne.
We first started recording every show during Running and Empty, and then it was quite a trick because no one had ever done that. People normally would have to record something by getting a truck, and you'd actually really rehearse and get ready and then re-record it, and then we'd be done. But we simply had a guy in the back room with a machine recording everything. We stopped recording every song when we realized we just wanted to record the new songs, but we did record every night.
The old guy in the truck trick. Everybody's celebrating their 50th at Classic Rock. Creedence has a couple of 50-year-old albums, and they're going to re-release them on vinyl. They'll be out November 15th. It's Willie and the Poor Boys and the album Green River, their 50th anniversaries, 3 months apart. Green River was third studio album and the very first to reach number one. But that's not why John Fogerty likes it best.
I've long said that that's my favorite album from the Creedence era, and probably my favorite song from that era, too. The Green River was, in fact, a place called Poudre Creek up in Northern California by Winters. It was just this really lazy country creek. It's the place where I learned how to swim.
Poudre Creek. Oh, how quaint.
Rock Gossip, 6:25 and 8:25 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.